Blog Talk Radio.
Across the country and around the world, streaming live on the internet, it's Real Estate Coaching Radio, bringing you the latest news, interviews, and secrets of the top producers. Hosted by award-winning real estate coaches, Tim and Julie Harris.
Welcome back to Real Estate Coaching Radio. We are your hosts, Tim and Julie Harris. And without any further delay, I want to introduce you guys to and welcome back Julie Harris, my co-host. Julie, welcome back.
Thank you so much. It's always a great pleasure to be here.
And guys, we're going to skip the normal way we start our radio shows, and we're going to jump right to a special guest we have for all of you today. He's the senior business developer for SmartZip. His name is Terry Gilliam. Terry, welcome to the call.
Thank you, Tim. It's great to be here with you.
So everyone, I want you guys to know that obviously our focus is always keeping you guys on the leading edge of what's really working to make you money in this new real estate boom. And Julie and I and all of our other coaches have been giving us great feedback on the service that Terry works with called SmartZip. And so Terry has agreed to obviously set aside a little bit of time from his busy schedule today and share with all of you about how his service works and why you might want to consider adding it to your real estate business as one of the spokes on your lead generation wheel. So, Terry, if you don't mind, I'm just going to jump right into the question. Sound good?
Sounds great. Thanks, Tim.
So let's talk about what SmartZip is and who your perfect customer is.
Sounds good. Yeah. So SmartZip identifies for a real estate agent the homeowners in their area that are most likely to list in the next 6 to 12 months. So it's all about identifying the homeowners that they're going to spend, that agent is going to spend their time, their money, and their effort on, because that homeowner statistically is the most likely to list in their farm or geographic farm. And the perfect client for us are two types, is the agent that already knows that farming is a way to build a great familiarity and network in their neighborhood, but also for the agent who wants to start farming, because a typical agent is going to spend 3 to 5 years working in their neighborhood, trying to build rapport and relationship with as many homeowners as they can so that when that homeowner wants to list their home, they select our agent. We can take several years off of that by identifying and targeting the right people who are statistically more likely to list, and then marketing to those homeowners also on behalf of the agent on top of what the agent is doing to build rapport and relationship in that neighborhood.
Versus the traditional farming method where basically an agent will take a postcard or some farming tool and just basically mail it out to hundreds if not thousands of people hoping that, you know, the postcard happens to arrive in the mailbox of the person happened to be thinking about selling that particular day. So, you know, what you're doing essentially is taking the proven farming methods and you're really focusing them in like a laser beam so they'll work at a higher level, saving an agent a lot of frustration, but also, frankly, a lot of money, wasting money, you know, which has been traditionally done on, traditional farming methods. You're mailing pieces of whatnot to folks that aren't necessarily in the market. And what SmartZip does is they have a specific algorithm and a really, I think, a very clever system that targets in on the people that they know have to sell their houses or are most likely to sell their house. So, Julie, you had a question. I'm sorry.
Well, so I'm not sure that 100% of all agents even really understand what farming is. I think some agents are confused by that. So if we can compare typically what agents experience to what they can experience with using SmartZip and creating a smart farm. So, you know, I think you kind of touched on it, Tim. Usually agents plaster the world with their postcards, their newsletters, blah, 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 pray to the real estate gods. Maybe they'll hit that magic 1 or 2% that they think might happen. Then they get frustrated, and whoever they're trying to use for their farm says, well, it just hasn't been long enough. You need to spend more money and more time. And I think a lot of agents give up on that. So if, Terry, if you could kind of compare the typical farming scenario for most agents versus what a smart farm is and what SmartZip can do for them, because I think a lot of agents, when they hear farm, they kind of get a little turned off because they've dabbled in it and they haven't gotten great results.
That's right, Julie. So I know that a lot of agents, as you said, they're doing what we call the spray and pray method. So in our typical farm, they're going to start with a 2,000 home neighborhood, and that it's not zip code related. We go by neighborhood. So they'll take a 2,000 home farm, And I talk to a lot of agents who are working somewhere, as you said, between 500 to several thousand homes in the neighborhood. And they're mailing every time, every chance they get. They save up enough money. They go out and they look for the original artwork or the collateral they're going to mail out, and they go through the process of getting those either stuffed in an envelope or going through the mailhouse company and sending out that postcard, and they do it as often as they can, but they don't know how often. They don't know what to send out. They don't know when to send it out, or maybe they are sophisticated and they've been sending to thousands of homes for the last 10 years. What we're going to do is take those 2,000 home farms, and we're going to tell them the top 20%, statistically, that the 400 homes out of 2,000 that are the ones to target. Now they can save their money that they were spending on the other 1,600, target that 400. Maybe they're going to double up on them. Maybe you send them out twice as often. Maybe you even do a drop-off. Maybe you do a door hanger, a handwritten note inviting them to an open house. But your whole goal is to connect and build rapport and relationship with those 400 homeowners, because statistically, they are most likely to list in the next 6 to 12 months, not 5 years, not 7 years, in the next 6 to 12 months. And by the way, it's based upon what's driving the sales in that neighborhood now. I can tell you that homes in Beverly Hills sell for different reasons at different times than they do in my hometown of Orlando, Florida. And we know that. So we have over 150 different algorithms that will look over the last 6 months, 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 20 years, to look for long-term and short-term trends on what's driving the sales today in that neighborhood. And so it'll select the appropriate algorithm, it'll stack rank that list, and we'll give that list to that agent, and then we will also start marketing to those homeowners on behalf of the agent. But let's face it, it's the relationship that builds the listing business. It's not a postcard. It's not just dropped at the right place, right time. It is, oh yeah, I know Julie Harris. I've been seeing her. I've seen her listings in the neighborhood. She's the kind of gal who's the neighborhood agent that I want to work with, because everyone I've talked to loves the way she does business, and I'm going to call her right now, and we're going to talk about listing our home with her.
Right, the social proof that backs up the marketing, essentially, is what you're saying now. So we know that statistically there's an average of about a 7% turnover in any, let's just call it a geographic farm. But with SmartZip, did I read correctly that you guys are able to, with a SmartZip agent, you're able to convert 15 to 20%? In other words, targeting the specific most likely to move sellers, that means an agent's able to get 15 to 20% results versus the traditional 7? Did I explain that right?
Yes, that's right. So whatever the organic turnover is in that neighborhood, we will at least double it over the next 6 to 12 months for our targeted group. So if I have 2,000 homes, and let's say, for easier numbers for me because I'm not a math guy, let's say 5% of them list. That's 100 homes out of the 2,000 list. So our agent and all of their competition are spending money on 2,000 homes trying to capture some portion of the 100 that actually do list. We'll take the 400, and by the way, it's exclusive to our agent, so only one agent per territory. We'll take that list of 400, and we would expect at least 40 to 50 of the homes on our list to list with somebody in the next 6 to 12 months. So, yes, it's going to be instead of a 5% turnover on the entire list, we would expect a 10 to 12 to 15% turnover on our list. And if I can take just a second, we've actually improved those numbers because we've just released our Smart Targeting 3 version, which now, in addition to looking at statistical numbers of what kind of loan are people typically listing at, how long have they been in the home, we're also importing demographic information. How many people are in the home? What are their ages? Are they blue collar, white collar? Are they good credit, bad credit? And we're comparing that to all the homes that have recently listed, so we're even getting better results now based on our ST3 version than we were in previous versions, which typically doubled the turnover in the targeted group.
Interesting.
Okay, Terry, so you're talking more analytically than most agents naturally think with what you said. I love your term, the spray and pray approach. which has been around for years, and I think has caused a lot of consternation. So let's drill down on let's translate into realtor for a second. So
sure.
The SmartZip, then, what you're saying is you're looking at the statistics on what's actually happening on current sales and then translating them into trends and predicting which homes will sell next, thus whittling down what the real farm actually is. We're no longer going after all 2,000 homes praying to, you know, doing the spray and pray. Now we're actually only targeting what you guys have predicted based on real-world facts, who should be listing next. Is that, am I translating that correctly?
That's exactly right. And I wouldn't necessarily say, you know, like next week or the week after, but we like to say in the next 6 to 12 months.
Well, that's better than just guessing at who might possibly someday feel like perhaps pursuing selling.
No, you are absolutely right. Yeah, so, but you're right. And what builds the relationship and rapport is the consistent marketing. So as part of our platform, virtually every agent that joins us, they selected our automated marketing that helps build that familiarity with our agents. So we're typically going to mail a high-response call-to-action postcard that goes out to that top 20% every month automatically on the updated list for the agent. So we're going to mail to them, and then we're going to do some online advertising, which we can also discuss, introducing that agent to those homeowners. And then, again, it's the efforts of that agent out in that neighborhood doing the farming, doing the legwork, whatever that looks like, whether it's phone calls or door knocks or door drops or handwritten notes, to build the rapport with those homeowners.
So let's drill down here. From what I'm hearing you say, we don't need to get into all the secret sauce and how you guys go about, you know, the formulaic approach, because I'm sure you guys have thought this through and refined it, and I'm sure you're refining it every day. So let's just operate under the assumption that this makes sense, because it obviously does. And, again, Julie and I have coaching clients that are swear by you guys, so I know your system works. As a user, I sign up with you. Tell me about the experience. So I'm going to sign up with you. I'm going to say, I mean, Julie and I, let's say Austin, Texas, for example. You're going to help me decide how big of an area in Austin, Texas. I mean, walk me through the whole process so as an agent they'll understand how this works.
Sure, great question. So during the sales process, we actually look at available territories with that agent, and we have the ability to run back tests on it. So I'm somewhat familiar with Austin. Let's say you take the downtown area and you like condos. You like selling condos down there. We can actually take that area and we segment it by census blocks. So we'll go block by block and select an area that's still available because, again, only one agent per territory. And we'll select that territory. We'll get up to at least 2,000 homes, and we'll run a back test on it. And let's say that in that condo area downtown Austin, you've got maybe a 3% turnover. And our analytics in the last 12 months would have given you maybe a 7% of your targeted group. Well, in your mind, maybe that's not enough turnover. So we can go out maybe to the hill area down in the southwest side where you've got some newer construction. And now we've got an 8% turnover organically, and we've got an available territory, and we're able to, if we had done this together in the last 12 months, we maybe would have had a 16 to 20% turnover in our targeted group. And because you're looking for higher turnover, and, of course, higher median home price because there's a single family down there, you get a better higher median home price, you get higher turnover, and so that's part of the sales process. Now, you select your territory. It's locked down for you. We run our analytics. We scrub the list so that we're not having LLCs and things like that as part of the mailing list. And, by the way, just as a side note, we also – We identify homes as non-owner-occupied. So let's say you prefer to work with investors, things like that. We actually do our collateral, our marketing, to the address where the property tax bills. So we're not going to be sending it to a tenant or something like that. So you lock that down, you go through the list, and now you can go through the list yourself. Again, it's stack ranked from 1 to 2,000, knowing that 400 is the targeted group. So you go through there, and you see your biggest competitors in your top 20% as a realtor. Well, you can remove them off that list. Someone else will take their place. You go through that list and scrub it yourself. You work with a client services person who's dedicated to you for the next year. You select your – we've got more than 60 different postcards. You go through your selection process. You upload your photo and logo, and then that's on automatic pilot. Every month for the next year, those postcards will go out to your new top 20%. Again, we'll do online ads for that agent. They can download the list themselves so they can mail merge. They can send out their own just listed, just sold. They can send out their own invitation to open houses. They can do whatever they want to that list so that they can, again, connect with those homeowners in a deep and personal way.
So, all right, so let me jump in here because you said the word automated. I like
yes.
that. So can we talk about what are you automating? You know, this is always good from a coach's perspective because our goal is always to systematize and automate, thus taking the thinking part of it, the feeling like launching another postcard campaign. We want to systematize and automate. So can you help us understand what can you automate specifically? Are we talking just postcards? What kinds of different types of marketing? How consistently? How automated can I make this if I'm an agent that's saying, hey, I'm really digging this. I want to sign up for it, but make my life easier.
Yeah, so the postcards are automated every month. So we update the list monthly. So let's say in a certain neighborhood, our analytics know that if a homeowner refis, they may be much less likely to sell in the next year. So that maybe that homeowner decides to refi and they were number 60 out of your 400. Well, they move out of the list and someone else takes their place. So we update the list monthly. Of course, if a home lists, we're going to take it out of the list, et cetera. So we take that new list, and that automatically, those new homeowners will start getting that postcard that month. And then we update the list next month. Postcards go out to there. Now, by the way, let me just describe the postcards. They're 5.5 by 8.5, full-color glossy. They're great size. They're high quality. And each one is individually printed with the homeowner's name on there and their address. And we put a unique key code identifier on there that identifies that homeowner to us. The call to action is something to the effect of, if you knew your home would sell for the right price at the right time, would you sell? And so that homeowner, let's face it, we've identified them as likely to list. They've seen some of their neighbors selling. They see this postcard that says, wow, I can get my home, I can see what the value of my home is. So they go online, it's going to say Tim and Julie sell Austin, some URL, .smarthomeprice.com. They go online, it's going to say enter your key code. They put in that unique key code. As soon as they click submit, you get an email that says, John Smith at 123 Main Street has just logged in to get his home value. Well, bingo, awesome. There's somebody who's interested in their home value. Then we have home values for every home in the country. So that homeowner will get we'll ask them for their email address, and then we'll email them a link that lets them see an automated CMA that we have prepared. Again, we've got computer models that do that, that determine home values, and that homeowner will see that. And then let's say you're in the area the next day, and you knock on that door and say, hey, I'm Tim Harris. I noticed that you went online yesterday and got your home value. Just wanted to let you know I got an open house down the street this weekend. Would love to have you come by and show you what your neighbor's house looked like. The big mistake in that would be knocking on their door and saying, hi, when are you selling your house, right? That's because you're going to get pushback from that. The homeowner
bringing up really, really where a good coach comes in, right? I mean, because at the end of the day, you can put a great lead, which you guys do on a regular basis, in front of an agent, and if that agent doesn't have the skill set to know how to, you know, basically captivate that client to want to work with them, then they're essentially wasting a lead. And guys, that's, you know, the bottom line is that there's certain things to say, certain things you want to avoid saying, but what Terry's company, what SmartZip is able to do is they're able to really, I think, on a level I've never heard of before, they're able to go in there and tell you exactly what folks in your particular geographic farm. And guys, if you don't have a geographic farm, it's definitely one of the spokes that all of you should be setting up. But, you know, let's set aside the traditional farming methods like we've talked about of just sort of, you know, what was it, spraying and praying, which I love that.
Yes.
We're going to totally steal that and claim that we made it up ourselves. So just warning you right now. So, I mean, that's an old way of doing it, and this is a new way of doing it. This is the smart way of doing it. It's obviously more efficient. So, Julie, you had a great question. Julie just chatted me a great question. Go ahead and ask it.
Well, you mean about being overly automated?
Yeah, well,
agents,
I mean, overly automated.
Let's
talk about cost, because
yeah.
I mean, that's what they're all going to want to know.
And cost too. Yeah, I think you handled the. You know, my concern is the leads get away from agents, but as coaches, we can help them figure that out.
Right.
Can you talk a little bit about cost? What do I get for the money? Are there different levels to it? Different programs? Let's say I'm ready to sign up today. What happens next in terms of, you know, what I'm going to be getting for my money?
Sure. So just like each territory is unique to an agent. The costs are unique to an agent, but I can give you some ranges here. So, for example, and I'm going to speak of a typical farm of, say, 2,000 homes in a median home price of, I don't know, $350,000. An average agent with us, if they select all the postcards and the online advertising, which, by the way, includes Facebook ads, they're going to pay probably somewhere around $650 to $750 a month on an annual contract. Now, we do an annual contract for a reason. This is farming is something that takes time. It takes nurturing. It takes continuous reaching out, et cetera. So we don't want an agent to get in for 2 months and say, my gosh, I've been in this for 2 months and haven't gotten a listing. It's a 12-month contract because we want, it's a 12-month commitment to be in front of these people on a regular basis. So in round numbers, so what determines the price? The size of the territory. 2,000 homes is our minimum size farm. It's also our typical size farm. But I have agents that have literally 30,000 homes in their farm, and they're targeting the top 6,000 with their huge team. So obviously they pay a lot more. So you pay per home per month because we analyze every home every month, and it is based on median home price. The agent in Beverly Hills who has a median home price of $3.5 million pays more than the agent in Key West, Florida, whose median home price might be, you know, $175,000. And then how much marketing we do also determines. I have some agents who we mail out for them twice a month versus once a month. Well, that's twice the cost on the mailing, and then the online ads are an additional cost. So that in round numbers, I've got some agents in some parts of the country who do a little bit of mailing because they do a lot on their own, who are maybe spending $500 a month. I have agents who are spending literally thousands and thousands of dollars a month with us. Most of it, but the average agent with us is somewhere around $650 to $700 a month on an annual contract.
Do you have any case
studies? But it sounds
studies,
like there's
Terry?
Some control over that. It's like if you wanted a smaller farm, you can change it. If you wanted more frequent, you can up it. You guys have some flexibility on that, it sounds like.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Okay.
Terry, do you have any specific case studies? Can you give us like a for example? So say someone decides to join you today, one of our coaching students decides to, you know, look into what you guys have to offer, and let's say they're able to financially afford, say, $1,000 a month or whatever your average user was. I think you said $600 or $700 a month for that 2,000 area farm. And they're an average, you know, normal $250,000, $350,000 price range. By the way, Julie, did you hear how he said he's charging more depending on the sale price? We need to do that
right.
For coaching.
I know.
Thinking?
I had that thought. This is
oh
all
God.
Our Manhattan
That's
friends.
Brilliant. All you coaching clients in Manhattan, price increase coming your way.
Right.
All right, so, but seriously, I mean, so can you give us a case study, like give us an example of someone who is you know, committed to $700 a month, and let's just, you know, obviously this is a very hard question for you to answer because every agent's skill set and their ability to convert the lead, their ability to sell the seller on using them, their listing skills and all that stuff enters into the equation. But realistically, you know, can you give us any kind of case studies, some examples of people that have been successful with your system?
Sure. Let me start by answering one question, though, and you brought up a great point. You know, most of our very successful agents have a coach who holds them accountable to this. We love having, you know, we have over 2,000 agents across the country in almost every state working in our program, but the ones who enjoy the most success have the coach who holds them accountable to work this program in a strategic and consistent method. Again, it's like joining a gym and never going and saying that gym thing doesn't work. No, it's because you didn't go. You didn't work out on a consistent basis. So that's important. Let me also tell you that I had an agent come up to me at a trade show one time and say, Terry, your program doesn't work. I've gotten 10 listing appointments because of SmartZip, but I didn't get any of them. So again, that's not – I had to say I'm sorry, but I can't help you on that because I can get you to the dance, but I can't get you a dance. So, but as far as a successful agent, I worked the L.A. market for the first 3 years I was with it. So I worked Beverly Hills and Malibu, and we have a gentleman down there who was already working a 2,200-home neighborhood. His town down there near LAX Airport actually had 2,200 homes in it, and every month – he would knock on 2,200 doors. Now, again, you don't have to be a door knocker to be successful in our program, but he just happened to be a door knocker. So he was a very thin man because every day he was trying to knock on 50 to 100 doors every day. And he spent $100,000 a year on marketing. We came along and said, forget about the 2,200. Let's focus on the 440 that are most likely to list. So he then changed his strategy to where he knocked on 20 doors a day, reduced his entire marketing budget on top of what he did. He continued to market to his top 20% on top of what we did, but he reduced his marketing cost from $100,000 a year to $20,000 a year. And he now today, after, well, he has achieved hundreds of listings through our program. Now, to be fair, he counts it when he knocks on a homeowner's door and says, I'm not interested, but here's the name of somebody who is, because he kills these people with kindness. He got a $20 million commercial listing because he consistently knocked on a guy's door and said, look, I don't know who you are, but I love your work ethic, and you're the kind of guy I want listing my commercial property. Anyway, that's what we – again, we're great with the people who understand farming already, or the people who understand that to be successful in a specific geographic area, you got to start nurturing those the right people and start farming in there.
Well, yeah, and also I'm hearing you, that guy you're using as an example, he obviously has a great work ethic. You know, we've had similar interviews, and we've worked with other companies that basically they're in one form or another of the lead selling business. And it's always interesting, before the radio interviews, they're always saying that their biggest challenge is essentially getting the agents to understand that they need to develop some actual sales skills. I mean, I honestly, in my mind, this your service is fantastic because it's the exact recipe for long-term success in the real estate industry. Agents need to focus on listings. You guys are selling them, you know, essentially access to what hypothetically will be the best sellers, the best possible listings in their geographic area. But in addition, what I really love about it is the fact that you guys allow them to scale. They can scale their territory up, they can scale their territory down, and the best part is you guys take care of all the marketing. Tim Ventura, he just emailed me, or he PM'd me, and he asked me to, you guys, in addition to the postcards, you also have handwritten notes and other things like that, right? It's not just the postcards that you can use as a, you know, as a farming tool in essence. You have other things too, correct?
Yes. I mean, we've had 4 years and thousands of clients of experience, and we actually recently introduced the ability to take maybe a flyer or something like that that an agent might have, and we can overlay it with a handwritten note. The agent can select a font that they like, maybe a signature, and that's automated also. So we can send out some handwritten notes, and we get great response from that. All surveys show a handwritten note with a handwritten envelope and a stamp on it get a whole lot better response than some kind of a sticker on an envelope, that kind of thing, and an automated stamp that goes on it. So, yes, that's another thing. And then, Tim, if I can also talk about it, I keep touching upon our online ads. Can I take a minute just
go
to explain those in more detail?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Of course.
So many people are familiar with retargeting. Retargeting is when I fly on Southwest all the time. I go on Southwest, I buy a ticket, and guess what? For the next 3 weeks, up there in the middle of my screen in that ad area, I get Southwest ads on a regular basis after that. That's because I went to the Southwest site, and they put a cookie on my computer, and that allows them to use that cookie to place ads on my computer. That's called retargeting. We have a new technology that we introduced about a year ago called pre-targeting. Now, remember, we're identifying people who are not necessarily in the market right now. They may be thinking about it. They haven't called an agent. They're just considering selling sometime in the next 6 to 12 months. So they haven't necessarily been on any real estate websites. They haven't searched for a realtor yet or anything else. We give the names and addresses of the homeowners in our agent's territory to a third party. They have agreements with organizations out there that already have cookies on computers. Now, what would those organizations be? Maybe it's Amazon. Maybe it's Netflix. Maybe it's Yahoo. Anyway, they give the names and addresses to those companies, and they say, hey, we need to place an ad on the computer of John Smith at 123 Main Street. They'll go to one of those companies and they'll say, yes, we have a cookie on there. They'll allow us to borrow that cookie, and in advance of that homeowner doing any kind of web search, we're starting to place ads for our agent on that homeowner's computer up to 5 times a day, months before they're starting to consider selling. Now they get a postcard from the agent. Now the agent maybe knocks on the door and says, hey, come to my open house this weekend. All of a sudden, they've never heard of it. Maybe they didn't hear this agent 6 months ago. Now they think this is the greatest thing since sliced bread. They're seeing this agent everywhere, and this is the agent they need to talk to before they list their home.
Wow, that's awesome. Wasn't there a Tom Cruise movie that did something similar?
I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I don't watch many Tom Cruise movies. No offense to anybody.
No problem. Yeah, there was a movie where they basically did the same thing. They could predict people. It was predicting. Yeah, well, it doesn't matter. We won't need to talk about movies now. So listen, I'm sold. I love it. It's a great idea. So coaching students, listen, you guys are either being coached by Julie or myself or any of our great coaches. You guys need to seriously consider adding this to your quiver, because frankly, right now is an awesome time because we're at the very beginning stages of the real estate, a new real estate boom that, as you guys have all heard us say a million times at this point, it'll last at least another 7 to 10 years, and there will be another corrective downward slope. But for the next 7 to 10 years, this is your opportunity to frankly make a fortune in the real estate industry. And, you know, the other cool thing is so many agents who were doing geographic farming back in the previous boom, which really ended, you know, arguably 7 or 8 years ago, they stopped doing it during the real estate crash, meaning there has never been a better time for you to get back into geographic farming. But don't do it the old ways. Do it the new ways. Use SmartZip. It seems to me that it's kind of a no-brainer. It makes sense in every level. Cost-wise, it makes sense. Efficiency-wise, they do it all for you. I can't really, assuming you could afford it, I can't really see a reason why you wouldn't do it. And definitely, you know, it's one thing to have a great lead. It's another thing to have a great lead and know how to sell that seller in listing with you. And that's where we come in. And remember, guys, anytime you need any help, request a free coaching call at freecoachingcallsforagents.com. Terry, really enjoyed talking with you today. I learned a lot. I'm impressed. I frankly could ask you about another 100 questions, but I know you're busy. But I really appreciate your time today. And so, listen, guys, on the website, right, they're under our resources, under our trusted resources section, there's a link for SmartZip. Go click it, and it'll take you to the special sign-up page, and you guys could take advantage of what they have to offer. Now, but just so I'm clear, you can't take every user because this is a geographic-sensitive area. You guys are, you know, selling areas, and once the area is sold, that's it, right?
That's correct. So, we have a lot of – I mean, we have thousands of territories available across the country. We're available in all 50 states, but you'd be surprised. We can usually find a territory for an agent that's still available. I mean, we've identified over 30,000 territories available in this country, and we've just now gotten to 2,000, and so we've got plenty of room for plenty more.
That's fantastic. Well, Terry, thank you very much for your time today. And everyone else, if you have any questions about SmartZip, obviously you can check them out on the web. If you're interested in becoming one of their clients, go to the resources section of the website and obviously sign up or at least check them out. So in the meantime, everyone else, we'll talk with you on the radio tomorrow. And Terry, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Tim and Julia. A pleasure.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows, and until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.